previously on Podcast Without Pretense.
I know it said that batteries were not included, but I turned it on anyway.
So I thought you could use like strawberry licorice as shoelaces, but like they're not really shoelaces, and they also taste delicious.
If you haven't seen your favorite text editor in 4K, you're just not living.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Strickland.
I'm Maya Zachter.
And I'm Eric Sandin.
And together, we're the three fictional characters who describe you on Facebook.
We should talk about that. So, Jonathan, I know that you were not capable of finding three fictional characters to describe you. You said Charlie Brown.
I eventually did, but yes. I posted that I felt that the exercise was an invitation to failure and that anything I would select as a character that represents me would either be overly self-deprecating, so meaning I'm picking some sad sack character, and then it feels like I'm attempting to get some sympathy from people, or it would be very self-serving and egotistical in that I pick a character who is clearly miles and miles better than I could ever be in whatever, you know, aspect I chose that character. So I would fail, and I said clearly the only character that really fits is Charlie Brown because he's wishy-washy. And then people gave me some suggestions, but just before we went live, I went ahead and picked the other. Charlie Brown is one of the three, but I went ahead and picked two other characters to describe who I am.
Is one of them Bartleby?
No.
Ah, shit.
I picked Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China. And I picked Buckaroo Banzai from Buckaroo Banzai.
And why did you pick those two?
Well, Jack Burton is all talk and very little action. So he talks a big game, but he can't really back it up except in clutch situations where through more luck than brains, he comes out on top. So he acts like he's a big, tough guy, but ultimately he's not really the one in charge. Buckaroo Banzai, because I'm also a rock and roll neuroscientist rocket expert.
Well, of course. Eric, what three fictional characters are you?
I have no idea. I didn't even know this was a thing until Jonathan posted it. and considering he got like a full 48 hours to think of it, I don't know if I'm going to come up with anything that fast.
So I'll pick at least one. I would be Lion-O from the original Thundercats. Like you're really in charge, but you have the brain of a 12-year-old. Like you have no idea what you're doing. But they're like, hey, listen, you got to be responsible. You're like the Lord of the Thundercats. And you're like, dude, like I was 12, and then like I got big, but still, I don't know what I'm doing.
So your second one should be Shazam.
Well, the thing is. I don't want to be Billy Baston. Like, I wouldn't mind being Captain Marvel. Like, that guy's got his shit together. I would be the new Superman in the Man of Steel movie and Batman v Superman, the dumbest, most powerful hero ever. Like, you're really good at what you do, but good God, you do damage. You're just so stupid.
You're good at what you do, but what you do is very specific. Like, you could save thousands of people, but really you're just really good at saving one fucking reporter.
I am good at that. I just don't know where my power should be sent to. So like I'm essentially Superman is, and this is great, it's grandiose. Superman is super, like, he's God, but he's like, oh, my woman's in trouble. Well, shit. And that's all he does in that movie. Like, he's the dumbest character.
So he's really bad at prioritizing.
Yeah, he really is. And if you ever watch my other show on KillingTime.tv, you know what I feel about Superman in the current DC Extended Universe. Third character, I have nothing yet. Maybe Teen Wolf? I'm Harry.
Wait. The first Teen Wolf or Teen Wolf 2?
Am I a boxer to you? I like basketball.
I was about to say, yeah, as you come across as a real b-ball player to me.
Actually, by the way, I played a lot of basketball, Mr. Snarkland, but I was very good at basketball. But when it came to the idea of not wanting to show off, that's what Teen Wolf was. I didn't want to show off what I could do, but then I did. And then people are like, hey, it's actually pretty cool. You're pretty cool. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not. I'm a wolf. You're insane. I'm going to kill your chicken. And that's how that went. So, yes, those are my three characters.
If it makes you feel any better, I've been telling people for weeks that you are not very cool.
Well, thank you. That's why I don't have my varsity jacket on. So, Eric, now you've had about 6 minutes to come up with your characters.
Still, I was too busy paying attention to your characters and trying to get Teen Wolf references.
So, let's see. What would be an Eric Sandin fictional character? First of all,
You'd have to get the Jim Carrey's character from The Cable Guy simply for his obsessive hoarding of cable boxes.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's right. Very true.
We can do that.
Have you ever watched Memento?
Yes.
Anybody? So Eric's my last visit with Eric would be Memento, the lead character, because he kept forgetting what was happening.
Might be true. Yeah.
That was. We're not going to talk about that on air, but it happened because you kept asking the same question over and over again. And I'm like, like, dude, that's why this happened. And if you watch the special bonus feature after this, because you're watching this live, and you're going to watch it live after, you're like, oh my gosh, that's what happened? I will talk about this. But
I look forward
not on
to
the
hearing
show.
This story.
I think Eric's also looking forward to this. I don't know if he remembers this. But anyway, third character. Third character would be, I'm looking at my collection of comic books. Who would he be? You guys ever watch Preacher or read Preacher?
I know what you're talking about, but I never read it.
I haven't read it. Yeah.
I'm going to say Cassidy. Cassidy is like Eric, or the other way around. Is anybody looking for like a reason for that or not?
I was going to go with Captain Crunch, but I like yours.
I think he's an admiral, isn't he? He's not really a captain.
No, he's captain. It's called Captain Crunch.
He's called Captain Crunch, but he has too many bars.
Listen, those fucking sailors went through a lot. They can go to as many goddamn bars as they want to.
That's right. We will not just disrespect these captains of crunches and cereal
disrespect captains of crunches or industry. Two types of captains we respect here on Podcast Without Pretense.
That's right, the Purple Heart of the Cereal Wars, you know, because it kept happening. So,
yeah.
Jonathan.
Well, there were so many serial killers.
You appeared to be on a different camera today.
Well, if you had been on last week's episode, you'd already be familiar with this setup.
And I was not. That's why I'm talking about it. Thanks a lot, jackass.
Well, here's the thing. Our viewers, they fucking watched it.
Okay, well, I made a mistake. I'm not up to that position yet. I've been like listening to like 99% Invisible. Like Podcast Without Pretense is my next podcast to listen to. So like I totally listened to it. Well, what the hell is going on?
So the same thing that's been going on. Well, two problems. Problem number one is my internet connection is still completely unreliable. I did notice we had a day where it was unseasonably cooler than normal. It was like in the low 80s instead of in the 90s. And I noticed that on that day, my connection was much better. So it may very well be that it's actually a heat problem and that some days when it gets super hot, some connector somewhere, the metal's expanding and it's not having a good connection or something. But on the day where it was cooler, we didn't have really any interruptions at all. The following day when it got warmer again, started to see interruptions. So that's problem number one. My internet is shit.
Okay.
Problem number two is that my Logitech camera that I have connected to my computer is still not working properly ever since the Windows 10 update. It has gotten to a point where after about a minute of being active, a little less than a minute, it then just turns off. So, fun times.
So you need like a stand for your phone? Is that what you're using right now, your phone?
I'm using my phone right now, and yeah, if I had a stand for my phone, it'd be nice. I'm holding it in my hand right now.
That seems very uncomfortable.
Well, I've got my elbow propped on the arm of my office chair, so it's not as bad as it could be. Well, I mean, I got my elbow like that. Look, I'm holding my hand up, you know, got my elbow down, supported by the arm of the chair. So it's not like I'm just free holding the camera. That would be worse.
But well, let it be known our 9 listeners that if you ever want to make a podcast, you don't need much more than your phone. You'll be fine.
I would love to be able to use the actual microphone and camera I bought so that I could do podcasting. I would love to be able to do that. I'm just currently in a scenario where that is not a likelihood. I mean, if you want, I can hang up. I can pull up Skype on my computer, and we can try. No. But you are aware of how that works.
No, though. This is like the most threatening thing Jonathan's ever said on this show. He's like, I'll get my computer. It's going to happen. My Windows 10 machine, it's going to die. So, no, you'll stay on there. So,
speaking of threats. So, last week, Eric and I talked about the movie Hotbot at length and how terrible it is. You didn't watch Hotbot, did you?
I have not watched Hotbot. I've been very busy not watching Hotbot.
Yeah, it's too bad that you weren't, like, I don't know, on a fucking flight from coast to coast where you could have watched something like that.
Okay, one, that was on Netflix, which means I cannot have that. If it was on Amazon, I could have watched it. Two or three, I go to sleep on these flights.
Yeah.
Shit, I could have watched it. Oh, shit. Well, I'm sorry.
Hotbot's also the type of movie that you don't necessarily want to watch on a screen on a mode of transportation.
Well, everyone else is asleep.
What's that?
No, I can do it. I said everyone else is asleep. I could do it. That'd be fine.
That's fair. There's not a lot of nudity in it, but there is some. And there's a lot of scenes with characters talking about or brandishing sex toys to no great effect. It is terrible. The way I summed it up last week is that it's essentially trying to be it was weird. It's essentially Weird Science is what it boils down to, but it's not funny at all and not charming either. So it's just a very unfunny and ultimately confusing movie. By the time you get to the end, you're left screaming, "What the fuck is going on?" Because characters are doing things that make no sense. The big one being the evil senator in the movie, who's the whole reason why the sex robot is over in the United States in the first place. He is importing a sex robot because he is a pervert, and the sex robot gets loose on its way being transported from the airport to the senator's home. And then encounters these two teenage horn dogs who then try to sleep with the sex robot, but never actually manage to do that. And at the end of it, the senator has managed to get possession of the sex robot again and is about to unveil the sex robot during a public address to supporters. And I'm thinking, through the whole movie, the senator's trying to kill the two guys who accidentally took possession of the sex robot, presumably to keep it all a secret, but he unveils it at the end, and so you're like, why was the rest of the movie there? Like, if he was just going to go ahead and make it public, what the hell was the problem with the rest of the movie? So, it makes no sense. And it's terrible. But since you didn't watch it, I feel like you need to watch the next one by yourself.
Okay, so what movie is, please don't make it a dubbed movie. What am I watching next? By myself. Nobody else has to watch this. I will watch it by myself. Oh,
all right.
The movie I want to pick, but I'm almost certain you've already seen it. But I want to check. Have you seen the Nicolas Cage version of The Wicker Man.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
No, I have because not. I have seen a YouTube video on it. I have never seen the actual movie, though. So well, I know how the movie goes.
It's now on Netflix, and that is the movie you get to watch and report back about the Nicolas Cage version of The Wicker Man.
As far as I know, there's nothing like not safe for work. I can watch that anytime with my kid because it's a shitty movie. That's all it is.
Yeah. I can tell you that in the original version, there was some, I think there was some very brief nudity in the original Wicker Man because they do this whole, you know, it's this whole druidic community. And so there's a little bit of that in the original, but I don't know if there's that in the remake. I've only seen the original. I've never watched the Nicolas Cage version. So
I think it's Fanboy Flicks on YouTube, a channel I watch regularly. They reviewed that thing and it's a pile of shit. And I look forward to watching it. And I will tell you guys how it goes, and I will not use their description of it. I promise. I promise.
Excellent. Well, I feel my work here is done.
So next week it's just me saying, here's what happened with Nicolas Cage, and he's saving some children from some kind of evil dimension, and that's what's going to happen. And I don't look forward to this.
Hey, guys.
And that's the way it goes. Yes.
Just want to say hi.
Hey Mr. Zarian.
Yes, it is. I just want to say hi, and you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you for not promoting our show. When you finish up Mattman, you jackass.
I'm a little drunk right now.
Me too.
And I was showing somebody at the bar the show, like what we have on our live feed, and I see Jonathan Strickland's head, like, zoomed in on the feed, and I said, this is what we have on right now. And he goes, what is this? And I said, I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you didn't cut the feed off, unless you have.
No, absolutely not. Never. And then he goes, who is that? And I explained, that's Jonathan Strickland. And he's very handsome, and he's a good-looking boy. And then you came on, and I said, ugh, that's Iaz.
You talking to Steve?
He's the worst.
Yes, I was actually talking to Steve.
Tell Steve I'm going to give him a big hug when I see him next. I promise.
Steve, press 195.
I know where you were.
So I sabotaged the show, but Jonathan, I just wanted to say you're the best.
Thanks. Zarian, you're supposed to have me on Mattman at some point.
When do you want to do it? You tell me your schedule because I would love to have you on because I've you're
wait,
like
wait, wait,
the best.
Wait, hang on. When you schedule this with Sober Zarian. Don't schedule it now.
No.
Schedule later.
Suncast is listening. He's always listening. Suncast will schedule it.
To the X-Men. Suncast is listening.
I'll email you, Zarian. I'll email you.
Listen, you tell your friends to get in touch with my friends so we could be friends.
My people will talk to your people. Yeah.
Suncast, this should happen more John, often. You there? You'll set this up.
I will.
Thank you. Zarian out.
Okay.
All right. I love you good guys night, and continue the show. Goodbye.
We love you bye. Too. This is a bug there. So I'm being texted right now to talk about something totally different. Hang on, my phone is like buzzing off my pocket. All right. Don't forget you saw the star of Boyfriend School. Guys, do you know who Steve Guttenberg is? Not the press setter. The actor? Anybody?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so last night I went out to dinner at this place called Nick and Tony's, and Liz is like, that guy's an actor. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, that guy's an actor. I'm like, oh, that's Steve Guttenberg, like from Police Academy. She's like,
yes, and Police Academy 2.
Right, and not 3. But so there he is, you know, Mayor Woody Guthrie. He's sitting over there having a pizza, and I'm like, I'm so excited because I'm like, that dude is Lobo Marunga. Have you guys seen the movie Don't Tell Her It's Me, also known as The Boyfriend School?
I don't think so.
It's Jonathan? It's ringing a very faint bell, but I'm not convinced I have.
All right, so in this movie, let me describe this movie because this is not the Comcast challenge. In this movie, Steve Guttenberg plays a sad sack cartoonist called Gus. That's his name. That's why they call him Gus. And his sister's played by Shelley Long. And one day, Gus sees this friend of his sister's played by Jamie Gertz. And I'm not making it up. This is what happens. He's like, I want to meet her. I want her to love me. Because that's how these 80s movies work. And so the sister, Shelley Long, decides, because she's a romance author, that she's going to make her brother into a romance hero. In this case, it'd be Lobo Marunga, this New Zealand-based badass. Because
Steve Guttenberg, I have seen this.
You've seen this movie? Awesome.
Yes. So,
because Gus could not figure out how to do an accent. And like, just do whatever accent you can, but let's call it from New Zealand. Because who knows in the 80s what New Zealand sounds like? Because we still don't know in America. So in the movie, he goes, he's telling himself, I'm Lobo Marunga. I love no one. I hunt alone. Whatever his three things are. He kept saying this over and over again. And so the whole end of this is, one, The Boyfriend School is not on Netflix. So it's not one of my picks. Two, it's also known as Don't Tell Her It's Me. Three, I did not smell Steve Guttenberg to see if he smelled of kiwi. Because that's one of my friends said to do that, and I don't sniff people regularly. So, Eric, do you have any interest in watching this movie yet?
Kind of. I mean, his mullet is just amazing.
Are you looking it up?
The cover photo. Yeah, I'm looking at the cover photo, and it's kind of amazing.
Jonathan, you've seen this movie.
Yeah.
What do you think of this? Do you have any like memories of Don't Tell Her It's Me?
It came out in 1990, man. I don't remember anything from 1990. Here's what I remember. I remember this was one of those movies that ended up being on heavy rotation for like HBO or Cinemax, because people may think it's a recent development, but it's not. The movies that you typically find on HBO and Cinemax, 90% of them are pure shit that are terrible, but they're in heavy rotation. And this one was one of those. And so it came on all the time back in the 90s. And yeah, I remember
after skimming the trailer really fast, I'm pretty sure I saw this at some point. Like, it definitely.
It's a rain delay movie. Like, it's like if you ever watch sports and you're like, so the Orioles are playing and oh, it's raining. We now join with Don't Tell Her It's Me in progress already.
Right.
Like,
yeah, that sounds right. It's kind of like how TBS used to rely on the movie Jaws to fill in any gap in its programming. Like, you know, we could put another show here, but fuck it. Just put Jaws on.
Yeah, so we saw Steve Guttenberg. I didn't say hi. I took a trip out last week. I was in San Francisco. I was hanging out with Eric. That was fun. Wasn't it, Eric?
So I hear.
Okay, so we'll talk about this, you know, some other time. But I had a good time. It was a lovely time.
Yeah.
We hung out at a place called Atlas Draft House. It was a good set of beer there. Well, we only had one beer. It was a Green Flash. And then we went to Local Edition. So says my credit card records, because I'm like, I don't remember this at all. And then we got kicked out. So anyway.
You got kicked out. Point?
Yeah, we got kicked out.
Jesus Christ.
Someone want to guess why or how, audience?
I mean, there's so many options.
Well, start. Guessing.
Well, I mean, that many options,
I would have to guess that alcohol was a factor.
You would be surprised. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. Of course it was. Jesus Christ.
We brought in outside food.
You brought in outside food.
Yeah, so Eric actually had like a pack of peanuts on him. He's just like munching on these pack of peanuts. And they're like, get out now. That's what happened.
I just imagine you guys just coming in with tacos and hamburgers and just,
That would have been better, I think. Anyway, So there was a point to the story, and I totally lost it. So it must be really important.
Last week you were in San Francisco, and
true.
I don't know.
Oh, right. So I was coming back to New York from San Francisco, and I was in the airport line to go back. I pre-check because I'm brown. Stop checking me, please. I have podcasts to do. I have work to do. I'm not an enemy of the state. Just stop it. Anyway, so I'm in the pre-check line, and I see this woman with like bright red hair, and I see this dude with this really big beard. I'm like, that's Nick Offerman, and that's Megan Mullally. Nah, it's not. No, that's Nick Offerman. There's nobody with me about this. I'm just kind of like, mm-hmm. So then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna say something because when I see famous people, I'm gonna say something. I said, hey, I don't want to bug you guys, but I'm a really big fan of you both. So I like both at work. So Nick Offerman goes, thanks. Looks back at like the little ropes. He goes, that was a tough turn, but I think I handled it well. He goes back home. I go, yeah, you're right. That was quite difficult. I don't know how you did it. He goes like, heh. I'm like, cool. He said, heh. That's pretty good. So they keep going. Then the TSA agent starts losing his mind. He's like, move your bags. Move your bags. And Mike Mullally's like, okay. Just yelling back. I'm like, they're like, there are people behind you. I'm like, but I'm behind them. I have no problem with this. This is fine. I am 2 hours early. So they go by. I'm like, sir, you don't even take off your shoes when you're taking, when you're going to the pre-check. He's like, yeah, but these shoes set off this sensor. This is Nick Offerman talking. It's like what is happening? And so they go by, and he's wearing this pink Celtic shirt with like Boston across the chest and with a big green shamrock. And I'm like, that's perfect. It was like the best experience. So I'm like, I never want to meet them again. That's all I need to do. I said, hi, fan of your work. Because what else do you say to these guys? I said, like, right. They're awesome. So that was my trip back to New York last week whatever it was, Friday night. And it was a good time. So I just want to share that.
I've had a few celebrity encounters in Atlanta, and almost every single one of them has been at the Atlanta airport. And I remember chatting with Ernie Sabella, who did the voice of Pumbaa in Lion King and played a bunch of character parts in various television shows and movies and stuff. And I recognized him, and I also knew he was a Broadway actor. And so I went up to say hi to him, and we ended up having a conversation, but he was running late to his gate. So he's like, where are you going? And I'm like, well, I'm going to, and the gate I was going to was like two further down. So he's like, all right, walk with me. So we're walking, we're chatting. And at one point, a person coming the other way nearly clips him on the ankle. And so he has his own little moment where he's like, hey, I'm walking here. And I'm like, oh, it's nice. It's nice being next to a celebrity who's being treated like shit. It makes me feel a little better about myself. But to be fair, it's Ernie Sabella. I mean, that's a pretty...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I love his work. I think he's a good actor, and he's very entertaining. But he's not exactly like, you know, A-list celebrity status. His work is great.
He was like the landlord in Perfect Strangers season one. Totally important.
Yes. Mr. Fossatelli or whatever it was, something like that.
Wow. I don't know. I have no idea.
It was something Atelli, because I just remember Balky always saying it. And he was also the naked guy on the subway in that one episode of Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah. Oh, yeah. So after we hung out with Mr. Gutenberg. We're going back home, Liz and I. And there goes Christian Slater again with his dogs. We're like, it's Christian Slater again. Yeah, that's Christian Slater. All right, let's go home. He's like, apparently he lives here. I don't know why he does, but apparently where I live, people who are famous
are you saying
here.
Are you saying Christian Slater?
Yes, Christian Slater.
Because you're saying it so quickly, remember, I'm listening to this on my fucking phone speaker, so
crushing Slater.
But that's awesome because you know I've been watching a lot of his work lately.
Well, that was the thing. I wasn't watching a lot of his work. I just want to be like, Heathers! And I'm like, no.
Yep. Instead, just yell, Archer!
Well, he was good in that, too. Yeah. We were at this Columbus Avenue festival, and you hear somebody, can I take a picture with you? And then you hear, okay. And it turns out it's Yoga Jones from Orange is the New Black. And it's like, that voice, you know that voice. You're like, I know you right away. So apparently where I live, there are celebrities. So one day I might be a celebrity or so I will keep telling stories of this.
Maybe you'll run into Buscemi.
No, I couldn't.
You could run into Buscemi.
You're that guy from Fargo, aren't you? Yeah, I'm the guy from Fargo.
Well, he's a New Yorker.
You're Mr. Pink, aren't you? No. I have no idea what to say to Steve Buscemi.
What you should talk about, what was the... He was in some really weird little independent film. Gosh, I can't remember. It was a weird comedy, a dark comedy, several years ago. And the only detail I remember from it at all is that it used a They Might Be Giants song as its credit song at the end, and it really impressed me. God. I want to say it had something to do with like Earl and his dead mother or something along those lines. It was some weird movie like that. If someone has access to IMDb, they should look it up.
Yes, if you're not holding up your phone right now.
Yeah, I only have one hand free, assholes. So.
Yeah, I wasn't saying you didn't have a reason. Would you listen, Jonathan? We need to have an intervention for you. We're not actually assholes. We're your friends. Your buddies. I'm going to hug you.
I don't know, man. I don't think the two are mutually exclusive.
This guy. That's right. All right. Because that's true. But anyway.
So Eric and I were talking before the show started about how disappointed we were that you ended up appropriating material from Podcasts Without Pretense for CNET.
What?
The tips about Soylent.
No, I had that written like 2 weeks ago. appropriating PWP.
Ed and his dead mother. I was close. It wasn't Earl. It was Ed. Ed and his dead mother. That's the movie I was thinking of.
Oh, okay. Because you know,
wait, I did not talk about Ed or Earl and his dead mother parlor. on the fucking top five. Pretty sure I did. No. And also, thank you for watching the top five, guys.
Gotta go back to the semi thing. Well, I mean, I had to look at when I get a message on Twitter saying, here's CNET's IAS talking about Soylent, and I realize, hey, that link doesn't go to a Podcast Without Pretense episode. Of course I'm gonna watch it.
Guys, I've been doing Soylent before both of you guys.
Yeah. It was definitely one of those targeted Twitter things too, because I got the same notification and I'm like, what's going on here?
Come on. Like I've had my microphone right now is literally on a Soylent box. Like I'm gonna hold this up, ready? I'm gonna fuck this up, ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Looks
that's
there.
What that is.
The ceiling's too low. Oh, the ceiling's too low. Hang on. See that? It's upside down. But that's the actual box, guys. Like, right, I was into Soylent before you two gentlemen were.
Okay, that's you true. Fucking you Soylent dollars. Hipster. You sure you're not relocating to fucking Brooklyn?
Well, you see my hair? I'm a hipster now. That's what I do. This is also what it does. No product. This is what it does. So that's my look now. So hey, Eric. Deal with it.
Have you had any celebrity encounters?
I saw Bryan Cranston in the Albuquerque airport once. They were filming Breaking Bad.
Recently?
Right. Yeah. A couple of years ago. But yeah.
No, he's asking if you've had anything more recent than that.
Oh, recently yeah. not? In San Francisco? No, I don't think so. I mean, I've seen lots of Tech's famous people, but they're not actors and not as impressive. And I don't say hi to them.
They're the only people who can afford to stay there.
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
That's why Eric would not say hi to me when yeah. we hung out. He's just like, fuck off. Just fuck off, man. I know you're like mildly famous, but fuck off. It's like, good to see you too, buddy.
I assume, tell me if I'm off base here. I assume you're going to be at CES this coming year, 2017.
Me?
Me?
What? Yeah, unless something happens.
Eric, are you going to drag your ass out to Vegas?
I mean, I have a lot of Southwest points, but sure, maybe.
Because I mean, it's been a couple of years. It's been a couple of years, and we haven't had a Podcast Without Pretense get together in Vegas.
That's true.
Ever technically.
It's like the first... Oh shit!
It's been a while since we had a last, which was never. But we should do it, Eric. It's September.
It is very possible that I deferred jury duty until that week. I will have to check.
Wow.
Would you just show up? So either way, there will be a live meetup. You ready, Jonathan?
Yeah.
A meetup for PWP with or without Eric. Eric, show up.
Oh,
and then a live episode.
I think I deferred it till January 9th. I'll check. It's very possible.
I think it's over by the 9th, though. You can show up. It starts on like the 3rd.
Is it? Does it? I thought it started a little later this year or this coming year.
It starts earlier this year.
I'm on the website. Okay. It's the 5th to the 8th.
it's what?
Oh, there you go.
No, that, 5th
through the 5th to the 8th.
That doesn't count the press days.
So the 3rd and the 4th are the press days.
I don't know specifically
which days we're going to travel there yet. We haven't booked the travel. I mean, I'm already registered, so I'm good to go. But the rest of my team, we actually have to have a meeting and talk about what we're trying to do and figure out like how many of us are going and where we're going to stay and all that kind of stuff. I'm trying very hard to have us stay somewhere that's easy to – it's easy to get to the convention center from wherever we stay. That's my goal because – man, we did the buses last year, and like the guys were all like, "Oh, it's not too bad." I'm like, "Just wait." And then, sure enough, trying to get back at the end of the day, I was like, "This is what this is, guys. This is why I don't like staying on any place that doesn't connect to the monorail, because the monorail is so much faster than trying to take a cab or trying to get on one of those buses."
Yeah, that's bad. So, Eric, book your flight now. Come on out.
Yeah, I can actually probably do that. I'll look.
Don't stay in the Sahara because it doesn't exist anymore.
I heard it doesn't exist anymore.
He's just sitting in a parking lot like, I thought there'd be beds.
Like, where's the roller coaster?
It's right there. It's rubble now. That'd be fun. You know what? If you guys are watching this show and you're listening, you're like, I'm going to go join you guys in Vegas. You're making a big mistake. But you should. Come on out. We have no day planned yet. And we will do this because we're nuts.
We should do it on just using my phone as the recording device and do it at that Oktoberfest restaurant where you can't hear a goddamn thing.
Yes, we'll go to the beer house.
I wonder if
let's
I can
do
get
it.
I should get a letter from Andrew that says that I will be covering CES for GFQ.
It'll work. Yes, we know a guy. We know. Here's the thing. We know people in high places that are low people. Jonathan, what's it saying?
What's
low
that?
People in high places.
You got friends in. I got friends in low places.
I thought it was I got friends in high places. No, I got low friends in high places.
If you're quoting Garth Brooks, it's I got friends in low places.
Okay, one, I'm never ever. Thank you for the pretzel. I'm never ever quoting Garth Brooks. I have been just given this box here. All right. Looks so like if you're watching,
this is live, people. This is what you get when you tune in live.
It's a giant pretzel.
So this is partially a giant pretzel. It's about the size of a hubcap. If you go to Tavern on the Green's Beer Garden, you'll get a gigantic pretzel. And as it hit my foot just now, it must be important. So there. One. Pretzel. I don't know what to say, guys.
Oh, man. Not a key influencer. I figured that out.
You're not a key influencer? Yes,
1 million YouTube subscribers or 500,000 Twitter followers, 500,000 Facebook friends, 500,000 Vine followers, or 300,000 Instagram likes.
Yes. Yeah, you might be Jesus, but you're not a key influencer.
I got verified on Twitter the other week.
I was like, Jesus had an audience of 12. 12. Yeah. He had 12 followers. They want half a million. Fuck you, CEA or CES, whatever you call yourself now. No, don't actually fuck yourselves. Don't do that.
They got
what I say is not representative of CNET or IS Actor.
What was that, Eric?
CES.tech now. That's pretty fancy.
Anyway, yeah. We'll have Andrew send you out. Officially.
I just needed a letter for my badge.
Getting a badge is pretty easy. Like, Eric's my assistant. He's my assistant.
Well, Ayaz, you don't even have to do anything, do you? I imagine you've got people at CNET who handle all that for you guys, right?
Yes, I'll be fine.
I'm pretty sure
I do actually have to.
Throws
I have to book my flight
as they walk through the door.
Oh, you have to book your own flight.
Well, yes, and I use our codes and our stuff and whatever else. But like, the hotel's set, and
I'd prefer to be able to book my own flight. I never get that opportunity. They essentially book stuff for me. So,
well, if you guys both make it to the show, please drop by the CNET booth and take a giant picture with my giant face on the giant booth.
Did it last year. I'll do it again.
Last year, Shannon tried, and she was trying to, like, lick at it. And they said, ma'am, you got to get down from there. And Shannon Morris, one of my good friends, she's going up to my face that's printed on a board, and she's trying to lick it. Like, get down, miss. No, please stop. Please don't lick. So she was not happy about the fact that my company said don't lick our booth. But you guys are welcome to.
Well, we are though.
I'm glad we have license.
I'll just get this clip on the phone if they tell me not to. No, seriously, he told me I could do this.
I'm like, on this show, I is not representing CBS. I promise you, I do not represent CBS right now. This is a scout's honor. I'm not a scout, so no honor. Anyway, please don't lick the booth. If you're watching this, if you're a fan of the show and you show up at CES and you lick the booth, one, do a Vine, get 500,000 followers, become a key influencer. We'll talk later. And then, just don't. Because I don't know where that booth's been.
I'm going to go a step further, Ayaz. If you are at CES, don't lick anything. For Christ's sake, don't lick anything at CES.
Except Jonathan. Just like run up to Jonathan, lick his head. That's how I say hi. He doesn't like it, but I do it.
Only the back of my head, because that's the celebrity at CES. There was a website dedicated to.
I have licked so many accidental Jonathan Stricklands. It's not okay. Like, but no, you're the right height. It's like, no. What are you doing? I'm like, I thought you're John Strickland. They're like, no, I am not. And then normally they're like, that is fine. One day I would like
secret,
to be
him. That's the secret origin story to Lex Luthor.
Right. Once he loses his hair, actually he got it shaved off in the episode. Or anyway, guys, it's been a long ass episode.
Not that long. You showed up late, you asshole.
Well, it's still been 45 minutes. What the hell am I watching next?
You're watching The Wicker Man with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, fucking hell. Hang on. This is my Wicker Man. Okay. Got it.
Eric and I will just take a break. Unless, Eric, I mean, feel free to watch it, Eric, if you want to, but we are completely off the hook on this one.
That's not going to happen.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to look into the future. We're going to end the episode, and we're going to talk about what the hell happened last week in San Francisco. If you watch live at gfqnetwork.com or gfqlive.tv, you would get this information. If you don't, you're missing out. So we're going to leave that information off, well, off of this episode. Is everybody cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, that's Eric. Fine with me.
Okay, next time on Podcast Without Pretense.
Ayaz, tell me about the bees.
I can't believe I stapled my foot to the floor during the show. It hurts. I'm going to cry.
I got 25% off Uber, so I'm just Ubering to CES. I think it'll be fine.